Training. Employees must have the knowledge, technical skills, attitudes, and job performance capabilities needed to achieve the intended production and quality results, especially if they are held accountable for achieving results. A key way to provide these capabilities is through formal and/or informal training, which could be person-to-person, classroom, self-study, perhaps online or on the job. Job rotation and cross-functional training. Job rotation and cross-training help create complementary skills. Job rotation allows employees to move or rotate between jobs and gain a wider variety of skills. Cross-training involves training and/or job experience. For example, while someone is on vacation, in roles outside of a person's current responsibilities. Both methods take advantage of an opportunity for employees to become a more flexible and valuable resource. Cross-functional training, or cross-training, can improve both organizational success and team performance. Say that an organization has small cell teams, usually between 5 and 10 people, so learning every job is feasible. Cross-training in this scenario ensures that all of the team members learn how to perform all the production processes in the cell. The challenge is that, once the skill is learned, the organization must give the employees opportunities to maintain those skills. The organizations that are most successful require job rotation at least once every shift to keep skills fresh. Some of the benefits of cross-functional training include the following: cost savings. Cross-training helps employees acquire new skills instead of requiring the organization to spend money to recruit candidates from the outside. Shifting employee roles and assigning duties to an existing workforce is always less costly than conducting an external recruitment campaign. Replacement workers. Improving team performance through cross-training sustains the team's production levels despite employee absences due to illness, vacation. Employee motivation. Non-monetary recognition is one of the most effective ways to improve employee motivation. Recognition in the form of training and development works wonders for employee motivation, because it is proof that the organization is investing the necessary time and resources for employees to acquire new skills. The overarching goal of cross-functional training is to have more people ready and able to step in and continue production at any point in time. The impact of a good cross-functional training program on quality is that the employees who do step in know and understand the process, so that quality does not decrease when an alternate individual or team is performing the work. Focused, timely training. Training programs that effectively help workers to become cross-trained or even just trained in a primary job are difficult to design. Here are some reasons why training programs fail. Timeliness. Training may not be provided when it will be used. If employees receive the training and then have no opportunity to use it, or it is months until they need to use the new skills, then the value of the training diminishes. Wrong things or participants. The right individuals may not be involved in the creation of the training materials, so the materials may not be relevant to the audience. In another example, often cross-training is focused on techniques as opposed to being problem and results-oriented. Wrong method of delivery. The training could rely too heavily on lecture versus hands-on experience. Training in a production environment is best when it is hands-on and application-based. It is important for employees to apply the concepts during the training. Overcomplication. Information may not be taught at a level the audience can understand. For example, much of the statistical methodology and many of the processes involved in continuous improvement are complex. Training should use simple language and graphical techniques to demystify the concepts. The definition of training failure is that the program does not result in the desired change in behavior. Therefore, effective training programs need to be provided just in time. Material preparation and training delivery needs to be a team effort. Training teams need persons who have expertise in the area and in training material preparation and who are good at training delivery. The training should have a work simulation or on-the-job work phase that immediately follows or is integrated into self-study or classroom training components. A plan-do-check-act cycle can be used with a test audience to ensure that the training focuses on what the person needs to know and is neither too general to be useful nor too detailed or technical for the audience. Feedback should be used to refine the training.